We're going to try to connect now with Ray Tracy, who is the Providence coach. And who seems now to have the strongest of the Irish connections now. And, hello, Ray.
Hello.
This is Dave Johnson here, and we have a live video stream today that's going out nationally, and along with several members of the Philadelphia media. I want to thank you for joining us today, and want to ask you a couple questions about your team. You have a very strong men's distance program. And I presume your top race this year is likely to be the 4 mile relay.
Yeah, both a 4 mile relay and a distance medley. We're going to do both a distance medley on Friday and then a four by mile on Saturday. Probably our best chance is probably in the 4 by mile, I would think.
And who would run on that team?
The team will be David McCarthy and Hayden McGowan, both who've run. Ran 3:57 for the mile indoors. We have Dominic Channon, who ran 3:46 for 1500 last Friday at Mount Sac. And our fourth leg would be Richie Yates, who's he ran 14:03 for 5000 at Mount Sac, and he's also run 8:10 for 3K. So he'd be our fourth man.
Now, how strong is this team compared to other teams you've brought in the past?
I would think it's just as strong. We had some great teams back in the 90s there, when we had Mark Carl and Andy Keat, when it was a 4x1500, and I think we got close to 15:02, I think was our fastest time down there or something around that area. I would think this team won't be that far off, but I would think they're capable of running something in the 16:10 range.
Now, Providence has never won a men's Championship of America relay here. Is this a year for that?
I hope so. We won two back in the 90s with our ladies, but we've finished second a few times to Arkansas on the 4x1500. We're hoping, this is a very young team, all this team is back next year, so if not this year, next year I would definitely think, you know, but we're going down to try and win this year for sure.
And tell us a little more, if you would, about McLarnon and McCarthy.
McCarthy is a sophomore, but with freshman eligibility. He didn't run indoor or outdoor last year, he redshirted. He was 19th at NCAA's cross country, and ran his great mile time indoors. He's from Waterford, my hometown in Ireland, and he just ran a 13:42 at Mount Sac, his first ever 5000 on Friday night. So he's in great shape at the moment. And Hayden then is a 3:57 miler. He broke 4 minutes last year as well. Ran 2:22 for the K indoors. So I would think a really good leadoff man. He's from New Zealand.
And the rest of your team, where are they from?
On our DM, our 800-meter runners from Worcester, Massachusetts. And not sure who our 400-meter guy is yet. We have two guys, both from Massachusetts, who will be battling for that spot on the 400-meter leg. Our 800-meter guy, Charlie Dewey, ran 1:49 at Mount Sac Friday night. So, and a 4x mile, Dominic, the freshman, is from New Zealand, and Richie is from Ireland.
Uh-huh. Any other questions for Ray? Okay. Ray, can you tell us a bit about the women's team that's coming in?
We don't have any women's team coming in this year. We're mainly 5K, 10K based this year, and most of them ran at Mount Sac, so we're just going to concentrate on the guys mm-hmm. this year.
Okay.
Can you talk about his memories of Penn Relays and as he's gone through his coaching career?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard that, Ray. The question was if you could talk a bit about your memories of Penn Relays, particularly as you've gone through your coaching career.
Well, I have great memories going back to even racing. I think I won the 10,000 myself, I think. Oh, God. think it's 80 or 81 at the College 10,000 and myself. My brother won a couple of times there. Great memories from that standpoint, from the competing standpoint, and you know, from the time I became a coach and started bringing down some great relay teams in the early 90s, it has been tremendous. It's excitement like nothing else when you have a good relay team there, you know, and that's the way it's going to be for me this year, going down there with two very strong relay teams on the men's side. So on, like it was when I had the women's teams that won in the early 90s in the DM and the 4x1500. It's very, very exciting.
Now, I know this was a question sent to us today that you have some Irishmen and some New Zealanders on your team. Do you find you're keep tripping over Marcus O'Sullivan's heels when you're out recruiting?
We do. Marcus has some great athletes as well from New Zealand, you know, and stuff. And, you know, we do come across each other in the recruiting battles, you know, and stuff. Some he wins, some I win, you know, and stuff. That's all part and parcel of the game and stuff. And, you know, it's a very friendly rivalry, you know, great friends and stuff. So, you know, looking forward to racing against Villanova this weekend. They have some great teams as well, you know, and stuff. So it'll be very interesting.
Any other questions for Ray? Okay. Well, Ray, I want to thank you.
Okay. Looking forward to it, Dave.
And you take care, and we're going to have good weather on the weekend.
That's great. Even better still.
Very good.
Take care.
Thank you, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Marcus, did you want to respond? Well.
Yeah, I've missed some too. I've missed some to Ray.
Friendly
rivalry.
Mm-hmm.